This is Kevin Bart from the Thumbs in Pockets chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club saying thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry. In this episode entitled Guest in the House, which aired on March 8, 1965, and was written by Lawrence J. Cohen and Fred Freeman and directed by Kobe Ruskin, we see Gloria comes to visit Aunt Bee and Andy and Opie. So the episode opens up with Aunt Bee having Andy moving chairs in the guest room. She's trying to cheer the guest room up for Gloria. And basically, Aunt Bee is demanding Andy be nice to Gloria. And Andy says an interesting little line here. He says he finds it interesting that people travel hundreds of miles away from home so people can make them feel at home. And then Helen comes in and tells him not to be a grouch, but the next scene is one of those good scenes where Floyd and Andy are on the bench, and of course Floyd is putting all of his wisdom, and basically Andy's waiting on the bus, and Floyd tells an interesting story about Agnes Drumhiller being left at the altar. This relates to the episode we're about to discuss. The bus comes up, and Andy gets up to go to the bus, and he meets Gloria at the bus stop. What I like about this episode, and we'll see it from another character as well, from actually a couple of characters, I like to see how Andy actually plays uncomfortable in this episode. He's greeting Gloria because he knows that's what Aunt Bee wants him to do, but he doesn't really, he's a little bit unsure of how to act around her, and of course he's probably noticed that she's a very attractive woman. So Gloria goes to the Taylor household. She sees Aunt Bee and gets to meet Opie, who immediately asks her to play darts. And then we go to another scene where Andy's on the front porch and he's singing There Is a Time. Now, you may remember this is a song that the Dillards and Charlene Darling sang. And I'm very happy to say that I've actually heard the Darlings and Maggie Peterson Mancuso, who's no longer with us, sing this song at the Mayberry Days Festival, Mount Airy, North Carolina. I've met the Dillards and got to have breakfast one morning with Charlene, so I'm real pleased with that. But anyway, while they're sitting out on the front porch, Aunt Bee sort of complains about Andy playing such a sad song. He whistles some of it too, which makes it even sadder. And then she brings up one of Andy's old girlfriends who broke his heart, and Andy again gets a little bit uncomfortable with the fact that Aunt Bee's bringing up something that happened so long ago. So the next scene, we see Andy typing. He's doing his famous two-finger typing, one finger from each hand, basically hitting the keys, and it's going to take him forever. Gloria walks in and sees what he's doing. She basically starts helping him type, and she finishes the letter really fast, and just as Andy's sort of looking over her shoulder while she's sitting at the typewriter, Helen walks in, and immediately we see Helen get jealous. And what I find interesting here is Andy does not introduce Helen as his girlfriend, which I think was a big mistake, obviously. The next scene we see, we're at dinner at the Taylor's house. Gloria gets a long-distance call. We can assume it's from Frank, but she rejects talking to him. We just know it was a man on the phone. And then after a little more discussion, Andy invites Gloria to go to the movies with him. And again, Helen Crump does not like this. I love her acting here. She's so good at playing jealous or getting mad. And we see her get mad in several different episodes, but she's really good at playing that type of character. So after the movie, we see Andy drop off Gloria at the Taylor house, and then Helen shows her anger. And basically, Andy says, okay, I'll just get her a date. And of all people, they get Goober. So at the next scene, I'm not sure that's a good match, but at the next scene, they're having dinner at Morelli's, and Andy is talking about going to play miniature golf, and Goober's worried about finances, and so we see the scene where he meaning Goober, throws his utensil on the floor so Andy can reach down and get it, and they can have a little talk about finances, because Goober doesn't make a lot of money, obviously, and he's worried about that. So once they get that settled, after a while, Goober wants to dance, asks Gloria. Gloria says no. He gets up and sort of forces Helen to dance with him. So Andy's sitting at the table with Gloria, and they're talking about dancing. And next thing you know, Andy's dancing with Gloria again. Not a good idea with the way Helen's been reacting. So in the next scene, we see Helen gets out of the squad car. She's extremely mad, And as Andy follows her to her front door, she slams the door in Andy's face and basically says, you know, she doesn't want to compete with Gloria. If he wants to date Gloria, fine. So Andy goes home and he's upset and he's sort of confused about what's going on. And next thing you know, Gloria kisses him. And so Andy, again, is acting confused. He goes into the kitchen where Aunt Bee sort of straightens him out. This is probably my favorite line this whole episode. Andy says he's going to call Helen and tell her what a beast I am. I just love that line. Again, such excellent writing on this show. So in the next scene, we see Andy and Helen come into the kitchen where Aunt Bee's in there. And we don't know this at the moment, but they went and got Frank. So they asked Gloria to step out of the kitchen. And she sees Frank and runs to his arms. Aunt Bee looks through the door and sees that Frank and Gloria are kissing. And then she turns around and looks at Andy and Helen, and they're sort of cuddling. So Aunt Bee's now uncomfortable, and she leaves the kitchen. In the final scene in this episode, we see Gloria and Frank in the car, and they leave off. And here's something I think would certainly not be like Andy, being the intelligent character in this episode. Helen's been mad at him for this time with his being around Gloria. And another lady comes by, and Andy sort of perks up and, you know, gives her a look. And Helen has to, you know, nudge him like, what are you doing? And I just have a hard time believing Andy would do that. But who knows? Maybe he was just trying to aggravate Helen. So here's your trivia question for this episode. What was Gloria's last name in this episode? Again, what was Gloria's last name in this episode? If you know the answer, great. If you want to check your answer, you can go to burkeonmayberry.com, look at the episodes and trivia section of the website, and it'll have the answer in parentheses by the name of this episode, which is Guest in the House. Or you can email me at burke@imayberry.com and send me an email, and I'll let you know whether you got the trivia question correct or not. Again, I appreciate you listening to Burke on Mayberry, and as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.